Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we are looking at the things that the resurrection of Christ established. And so many times we let things of such great significance pass by with such little attention. But what I mean by that is, you know, there's a great deal of things that changed at the resurrection of Christ. And as a child of God, a great deal of things that changed for us. And of course, purchased our salvation and justification before God. We begin on Monday talking about the resurrection established Christ's impeccability. And what that simply means is that he was perfect before God. See, there was the accusation when he was on the cross by those accusing him, said, let God deliver him now, if he'll have him. Well, may I say, God did have him. And the matter of fact, the Apostle Peter said to the crowd at Pentecost, that same group, he said, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. And he went on to say, among you by miracles and wonders and signs, and that he said, wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up. In other words, God declared the Son of God not guilty, certainly not guilty of his own sin, but for the sins of you and I. And so Christ's impeccability. And then on yesterday, we looked at the child of God's innocence in the sight of God, his innocence. Just as we saw Christ's impeccability was established at the resurrection, also the child of God's innocence was established by the resurrection. You see, the scripture says Christ, let me look in verse 24 of Romans 4. But for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again, there it is the second time, for our justification. And that simply means that, hey, we are innocent in the eyes of God. And God has declared us just as if we had never sinned. And so that was accomplished through the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But today I want to look at a third truth. And I think about that the resurrection of Christ not only established Christ's impeccability and the child of God's innocence, but it also established the Christian's intercession with God. You see, Romans 8 says, who is he that condemneth? With a question mark. It's Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Well, I'm glad that when Christ resurrected, and after he spent 40 days walking upon this earth, being seen of many, at his ascension, he there entered heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God for you and I. There's a saying, a secular saying, that says it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, may I say that if you're a child of God, you know someone in the highest place of all. When we were filing for the power increase on this radio station back in the 80s, we went a long time without hearing anything from the FCC. And so finally, I think close to a year had passed. And so finally, I picked up the phone and I called Jesse Helms' office and talked to one of his aides. And that afternoon, as was their custom, they called me back. And they said, the senator is aware of it. And he said to assure you he'll take care of it. The next morning at 9 o'clock, the FCC granted this station our power increase. What are you saying? Hey, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I got in touch with someone that was on the Senate Appropriations Committee, and he rattled the chains of the folks at the FCC. Well, that's a crude illustration to say this. I know the Son of the who sits at the right hand of the throne of God on high, and we have an advocate. He's there making intercession for us. And I'm glad to report to you, when the accuser comes, the Lord Jesus says he's one of mine. It's been paid for. Are your sins paid for today? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to every heart and do your will in each heart in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.